to the Elimination Season 4, would you believe it? Funny people are going head-to-head, and here's your host, Bob! I digress.
And here we are. This is it. Elimination once again. We are here. I'm your host, Bob, here with my dad, Dave.
Howdy.
Cousin Pauline.
Hello.
And missing for one episode, but back with us today.
Hello.
Is Michael.
I thought I'd do exactly what Pauline did.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
That's exactly what that sounded like, but yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
So, this is a difficult one, isn't it? The draw's been done. You weren't here, Mike, but you...
I know what it was, yeah.
You know what it was. Do you want to tell them?
Harry Enfield, Mr. Norman Wisdom.
Shall I give you some gumph?
Is he a sir?
He was Sir Norman, yeah, I'm sure he was. I don't think Harry Enfield's a sir, though.
Go, Dave, go.
Right, Harry Enfield, age 60, is an English comedian, actor, writer and director. He is known particularly for his television work, including Harry Enfield's television programme and Harry and Paul, and the creation of comedy characters Kevin the Teenager and Loads of Money, among many others.
Loads of them. Loads of characters.
Indeed.
He's up against Norm Wisdom, 1915 to 2010. He was an English actor, comedian, musician and singer, best known for a series of comedy films produced between 1953 and 1966. Featuring his hapless on-screen character that was often called Norman Pickin.
Mr. Greenfell!
Mr. Greenfell! Yeah.
Major!
Oh, it was great when he Norman was...
I wonder if they ever met.
What, Harry and Phil?
Harry and Phil.
Is it possible? That's possible, isn't it?
It surprises me.
Some charity do somewhere.
Well, London Palladium,
perhaps. The BAFTAs or something like that.
Yeah.
Cross paths. I get the impression with Harry Enfield, the opposite of Rob Beckett that I said, where he's not that funny, but I really like him as a person.
Yeah.
Harry Enfield, I imagine he's a bit of an arsehole.
I've got a little...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Norman Wisdom then.
Oh, no.
How can you say that?
I saw him in real life one day.
What, Harry Enfield?
Yeah.
I've seen him. Told you already.
Yeah, he was in the audience, though. This was on the streets.
he was selling drugs.
Exactly. Where were you?
It was Regent's Park Road.
When was this?
It was when I was 16.
Tell it to the judge.
Oh, bloody hell, years ago.
Yeah, it was quite a few years ago.
1997.
That's
a long time. That's ages ago.
But that's when he was famous. That's when he was big, right? So this was in Harry Enfield. He was like my hero at the time. Not after this.
Go.
So... Right, I was on the back of the lorry. I was a driver's mate.
I'm hanging off the back of it.
No, I was, passing stuff off, and he actually drove past us. He had a Vespa, and he had a stupid helmet with like goggles. Anyway, so he drove past. He got off. Yeah, and he went into. It weren't even cool. Like, it was just a bit rubbish. It was green.
You're only saying that because it
was
horrible.
Green. Yeah, but he went into an odd bins. Right, and I was like, "That's Harry Enfield." I'm telling you, and the keys is a lot easier. Those drivers saying, "Oh, that'd be stupid." Come on, I was like, "No, just work in a minute." I'm pretty sure it was. So we kept an eye out, and he came out. It was definitely him. Like, he was only across the road, and he was about 25 meters away. Yeah, quite a way, but it was definitely him.
Right,
and I went, "Harry," and I waved, and he just stuck his finger up at me. And then I was like,
"Maybe you heard about you."
No, but the smile, I was like, "Oh my god, what a prick!" But yeah, it was
perhaps
just.
You thought you'd find that funny.
I didn't. I was heartbroken. Yeah,
I mean, it's quite possible that he.
Have you recovered?
But that is.
Well, I mean, look, I still love. I've got over it enough to think. Do you know what? Yes, he may not be the nicest man. He might have been having a bad day. I'm 40 now. I get that.
Yeah, but think about it, Mike. If you was famous, right, and somebody went, "Oyo!" How funny would it be to you? How funny would it be to you to just stick your finger up?
Mr. B!
I mean, I just don't think I would.
I've heard that he's quite crude. He uses the C word quite a lot. He's that kind of. So to you saying that, I don't think he isn't. I don't think to him it was like a bad day.
That's his dry humour.
Yeah, I mean, all right, maybe. But I did hear as well that, because they have said multiple times about multiple people, that a lot of these guys are really miserable in real life, like, depressed and whatnot, and use sort of comedy as an outlet, which we all get.
Because
I think we all do that.
Yeah.
It's a defence mechanism.
That's Bob's life, isn't it?
It's a defence mechanism.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's That's probably getting so sick of being funny and making people laugh all the time.
It must be awful. It must be awful, yeah.
Yeah, ah,
but yeah, so maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I just didn't appreciate it.
I saw Rowan Atkinson outside London Bridge Station. He was, his head was down and he was rocketing. He was, and he looked up just as he went past me. It was definitely him, no doubt about it. And I said to you, Dave, when I got back, I said, oh, I saw Rowan Atkinson at London Bridge. He was like, oh, that's good. And I put it on Facebook, right? And Uncle Steve, that you've mentioned in Diary, he put a comment on it that I still don't understand to this day. I mean, this was about maybe 10 years ago. And he put underneath, I said, I just saw Rowan Atkinson under the bridge, small world or something like that. And he put underneath, was he carrying a carpet on his shoulder?
Well,
did he have his carpet on his shoulder?
Because when money was tough, he did get that part-time job at Carpet Right.
Oh, right, yeah, it was in the paper, right? Oh, that's, yeah, that's what you modeled. That's what it was. Do you not remember that? No, not really. Well, between Benny and Johnny English, there was a low period. Yeah, the bean money sort of ran out, it ran dry, the bean money, the bean funds, those bean millions, they didn't last forever, do you know what I mean? And then he crashed his McLaren and you're like, oh, that poor man, you know. He's like, look, all right, Bob, put a carpet right, have you got any job, you got any work for me?
Rowan, we've still got your name.
We'll get it, son.
Quality. Is Arian Field still doing stuff? You don't see him on telly now.
The last thing I saw him do, he was the dad in some. He was someone.
He's in a royal family.
Oh, that Prince Charles thing looks horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't. I don't care about the royal family anyway. But
no, he was someone. You know what? I don't know. That'd just be me thinking. That's not good.
Why did he never work in sitcoms?
Well, he did.
He did.
Why didn't it work?
Because he's not naturally a funny man. He writes funny stuff, and his characters are great.
Yeah, but he's funny in the sketches.
But he's got acting.
But the one thing I know of that he did that he didn't write was Memo Badly, and he was awful in it. He wasn't funny. It was a bit strange, if anything. We spoke about that in series one.
I don't remember him. Yeah.
Check it out. Elimination Season 1.
But
when it first started, the first series didn't have Neil Morrissey in. Harry Enfield played that role. Not the same person, but he was like
Dermot,
mate. Yeah.
Dermot.
And it didn't work, so ITV dropped the whole thing. Then they picked it up again with Neil Morrissey. in that role, and Harry Enfield was gone. It was a huge hit on BBC, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a theory of mine.
But we've said that before, haven't we? Is somebody funnier because they can write their own stuff? Or is it easier to write a character for yourself because you know what you can do?
Maybe. It keeps you within your limitations type thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're writing stuff like Lee Mack. I've never seen him play anybody but Lee Mack
in
Not
Going
Off. But
you write stuff. Would it be easier to write it for yourself?
I don't think that's got anything to do with it, writing his own stuff. I just think it's a sitcom. Maybe the half hour thing, I don't know, but
yeah, I mean,
if something's funny, it's funny.
Yeah, but then like Dad said, I mean, the sketches he's only really got and how many sketches did he do where he was on his own? I don't think there were any.
Loads of money. He used to do monologues, didn't he?
Yeah.
But you know,
like stand up kind of stuff.
Did he?
Yeah, that's how it started.
Stavros was on his own, wasn't he?
Yeah. The loads of money, bloke. Yeah, I remember him in his shell suit jacket thing.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember.
Like green and white, I remember. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was green and white.
Oh, I vaguely recollect.
That was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I mean.
As far as writing a character, right, the man.
I mean, go through it. I mean, you got the slobs.
So many.
You got the slobs. Even when they brought Harry Enfield and Chums back, when he did Lulu, and that. Yeah. And there are so many ones I forgot. Like you mentioned, the bloke in the pub.
Who was the other bloke?
Paul Whitehouse.
Were there
big gold rings? Yeah.
I do believe. I should say no.
Right. He works up.
Yeah. But for me, Paul Whitehouse, he adds so much to them programmes as well. Because he's.
Yeah, because in them sketches, he was sometimes funnier.
Yeah. But Paul Whitehouse is a really good actor.
Especially
a
nice scene.
Yeah,
that's right.
For charity.
Johnny Depp said that Paul Whitehouse was the best actor he'd ever worked with. Because they did some funny thing together.
No, they did the suits, didn't they? Oh, suit you, sir. Oh,
Johnny Depp.
Betty Swallocks, sir. Oh, suit you, sir.
Johnny Depp did that.
Yeah, Johnny Depp did that. Yeah, they did. He came into the shop.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Oh, Eddie Swallock, sir. Oh, you, sir. Yeah.
Give in the missus one tonight, are you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it is great.
But he didn't have anything to do with a far show, did he?
Who, Paul Whitehouse?
No, for Harry Enfield. Harry Enfield. Because that's who we're talking about.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
He didn't, did he? But Paul, I love Paul Whitehouse. I think he added so much to that. It's like the Butchers. Yeah, so Harry Enfield. Right, yeah. What's his name in that? Paul Whitehouse?
There's like the.
He's really thick, but he sings. He sings like opera.
Where did that come from? Do you remember the plumber bloke as well? And the Paul Whitehouse was his like work, workmate. And he's
like, same thing, like, yeah.
Yeah, so the tap didn't work, so we ripped out the old kitchen.
You know, that's right.
She had a dripping tap, so we had to rip out the old thing, cost a nice penny. You know.
That's how it happened, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They
play that at plumbing college.
Day one.
Yeah, so that's what you need to know off your pop.
And on you go. Yeah, so in comparison, Harry Enfield is known for a number of characters. I mean, we could rattle off.
Hold on, sorry. I've just remembered what it was. In, I think it was, do you know the Paul, not White, that's Whitehall, Jack Whitehall, right? He was in that Education thing.
Oh, Bad Education.
I think he was his dad.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
He was. He played his dad in that.
Right,
that's
okay.
The most recent thing. Sorry, my memory is really random like that.
He was. He's in the. Is it Windsor's where he's playing?
Yeah, just looking at him with them silly ears. It's just.
Yeah, he plays Charles in like the Windsor's comedy Royals, but they play the real people and like. But yeah, so in comparison to the number of characters that Harry Enfield did to Norman Wisdom, which is. Arguably the funniest. I mean, he doesn't have to say a word, and he just does that thing where he's laughing through what
he has got one of the all-time most, like, imagine him being your granddad. His face, he's just face, you just love his face. Just a lovely
he's
man.
So
I just want to mention a little story that I shared with Dad, an experience that I shared with Dad. No, it's not that. I was drunk.
Is this that time that goat died?
Goats. Yeah, do you remember, Dad, when I was living with you? I think it was here. And I was what?
You lived here as well?
Yeah, all right. Come on.
I'll turn my mic down a bit.
Crazy. Is this the first time you've been on your own with Vitey then?
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
So, yeah, anyway, so I bought a box set of all of his films. Do you remember? Mm. And I was watching the one where it was this particular bit where I was upstairs.
Well, I come home from work and he couldn't talk to me.
It was so funny.
I remember you telling me.
Okay, so it was the bit that I was watching was... It was
on YouTube.
He was I don't know what the film was called, but he was at a hospital, and he just sort of got muddled in with these dentist trainees, and he's like,
they thought he was one.
They thought he was one, right? And he's been told because he sort of bumped into the ladies. And I was like,
it might have been pressed for time.
You need to stay away from the women. He doesn't like it when the boys are rambunctious with the ladies. And then his volunteer comes in, and it's this beautiful woman. He goes, oh no, you can't be here. And she's like, what do you mean? And he's trying to get her out of the chair. And he ends up like, but he ends up with this guy with a huge beard, right? And
like a lumberjack.
You really, really need to go on YouTube and just put in Norman Wisdom dentist, right? It's one of the funniest things you're ever going to see because his beard's so big. Like, first of all, because the guy in the chair,
Dave's laughing already.
I want to watch this.
The guy teaching him in the chair next, he goes, "Just do what I do, right?" So he's going and he can't find his mouth. Like, so he's sticking around and he just can't find it. So what he does, he gets some. He goes, "Oh, can you gargle with this, please?" And spit, right? So he goes, and as he's spitting it out, he gets his finger and goes, and he puts his finger in his mouth and he looks over and nods like, "Oh yeah, I've got it." But that was what I was watching. But there's so much more to it than that. it's so good. Like he gets underneath his beard at one point. Yeah. Like the chair goes back, so he's laying on the floor next to him trying to do his dentistry. Like, oh, it's fantastic. Hilarious. So that's what I was watching. And I just couldn't stop laughing, right? You know how I get sometimes.
Oh, I know exactly how you get.
So I've gone there, and then Dad, you
know, I've come home from work, and he's come down, and he's trying to tell me what's making him laugh, and he couldn't. It took ages and ages.
I couldn't talk. I was laughing that much, and he was going, "What is the matter with you?" And I was like, and he was
the
going,
ambulance came and everything.
He was going, "What?" I was watching it on like one of those portable DVDs, so I had to bring it down. And he went, "Oh, right." Yeah, but and then because he knew what I was laughing at, you started laughing just at me laughing at that. So,
well, I'm laughing at you just talking about it.
It's the gift that keeps giving. It was fantastic. But Normal Wisdom, Dentist Chair, look it up because it is brilliant.
Well worth a watch.
One of many, by the way. Oh, but yeah, that's just one that.
I wanted to ask Pauline because we grew up. Obviously, we grew up in the same kind of upbringing. Dave watching these kind of programs or watching them on Saturday. Did you watch Normal Wisdom and Harry Enfield when it was?
Mum loved Normal Wisdom. She absolutely loved it. Harry Enfield was a Saturday night. We always watched Harry Enfield.
Right. Okay.
Dad didn't like it quite so much.
Well, that's surprising me.
Yeah, he went that.
I didn't know anyone that didn't like Harry Enfield. Yeah. But, like, you know, one way or another.
What was it where there was two people and it goes all black and white?
Hello, yeah. Yeah, the Chumley Warners.
That was a bit boring, that scene.
Chumley Warner.
I like
the black and white films they do, though, with the car, the woman driver. And the woman who spoke up at the dinner party. Her brain just can't handle this.
we always watched Harry Enfield.
But I grew up with Norm Wisdom going to see these films at the cinema.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I was of that age. Yeah. He was one of the biggest stars in UK. He did do a couple of American films after his peak in the UK. He went to America. He did appear on Broadway as well.
But he could do it all, couldn't he?
Oh, he played about six instruments.
But it started with the shadow boxing, didn't it, in the army?
He's very interesting bloke. If you go on YouTube, there's a thing about his life, and he had a very horrible dad. And
ain't we all?
Well, you missed out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah, sorry.
You can't see this, listeners, but Dad's he's got his hand up to him.
His halo.
I think the mum couldn't put up with the dad anymore, so she left and left him and his, I think, his older brother, a couple of years older, in with the dad. And the dad used to literally pick him up and throw him across the room. Horrible bastard he was. And his mum got in contact with him on his birthday and gave him a bike. And his dad came over, he's playing on the bike outside the house. And the dad said, "Where'd you get that from?" He goes, "Oh, I met mum. She gave me this bike for my birthday." And he just smashed it up in front of him. Totally wrecked it. In the end,
it reminds me of when you smashed Michael's car with a hammer, Dave. Yeah. Remember that?
He got beaten up by him again, and he threw him out. And he said, I think he's only about 14, and he said, "Look, Dad, if I go now, I'm never coming back." He goes, "Well, go on, go." And he went. He never saw him again. And he walked, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard this story.
He walked to Wales.
Yeah.
He walked to Wales.
Wales from London.
He kept the shoes, didn't he? It's quite a famous thing. Yeah. The shoes that he walked there in, he kept them. And they're all like worn on the side.
Why did he? Why? Why Wales?
I think he was going to join the army there.
Did he?
I think he did eventually.
Well, he was on the streets.
Mm.
And this bloke used to take pity on him, like an ex soldier type old bloke. and he used to give him like food and that. Then he goes, look, you're not going to do any good here. Why don't you join the army? Get three meals a day, this, that, and the other. So he joined the army. And he became, he learned how to play all them instruments. He became the flyweight champion.
Yeah.
Of his regiment.
And there was that, the famous story is that he was in the ring, like doing training and stuff, but there was nobody to train with. So he was doing shadow boxing, but comedy shadow boxing, like, oh, he's being beaten up, like he was losing. Okay. And everyone started to watch and laugh. And the reason why he could fall over and do that to himself, because when his dad was hitting him and throwing him around, he taught himself how to land.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, down. And so that's when he falls, that's he really falls downstairs, he doesn't hurt himself.
Isn't it true, Dad, that... Wasn't there a program about his later on life as well, but his family weren't too nice to him later on?
Yeah, there was. It was that's on YouTube as well. But, he was living on the Isle of Man, and he was getting a bit senile, you know, the old dementia was coming in a bit. And he had this PA, he was a really nice woman, but the son and the daughter didn't come over well in this program. That was just after his name. His son had a sports shop and it was called N Wisdom sort of thing, like cashing in on his name sort of thing. Well, you would, I suppose.
Yeah.
But,
wish we could, eh?
Join us next time on Rivet Podcast.
The thing is, he had this motorbike, big 1,000cc motorbike out the front. They wouldn't let him ride it anymore for obvious reasons, about 92.
Yeah.
And in the end, he had to go on a home, which they thought was a bad thing. I'll tell you one thing he had a picture of him and Lauren Hardy together, which I thought was quite
weird. That's awesome. Nice. Amazing.
Yeah. I imagine being there at that meeting. Yeah. That'd be special, wouldn't it?
And he went into his home thinking, oh, no, poor old. But it was great because he had a captive audience.
With people that will obviously know who he is.
Because before he went in there, he's getting the PA, he's getting the old rolls, driving around the Isle of Man, he'd stop getting ice cream, and he'd sort of entertain the kids with the ice cream and that, you know. But when he went into the home, there's all these people sitting around, and he walks in, he's got an audience, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Oh. But going back to the army days, he was in India, he rode horses, became flyweight boxing champion of the British Army, and taught himself to play piano, trumpet, saxophone, flute, drums, bugle and clarinet.
That was day one.
I
was an amazing man, I tell you.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you could...
A bit of a one-off.
Yeah, I was disappointed when I was watching the Lauren Hardy movie with Steve Coogan, and they kept mentioning Norman Wisdom, didn't they, to them? Sort of, his name came up, and I thought, wow, I wonder who's going to play him, but they never actually had somebody there playing
Sounds
him.
Like his life would make a pretty good film, like, actually.
I'll be surprised if they ain't out there somewhere.
Yeah, because they made one of Tommy Cooper, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which was really good. Like a TV film it was.
Yeah, that was good. Lauren Hardy fan. They must have, because
they've done a Frank Howard. Sorry, Mike. They've done a Frank Howard one as well, and that Steve David Williams played him really well as well.
You don't like David Williams, do you?
No, but he's done this really well.
Oh, my dad hates him.
I don't like him anymore.
David Williams.
Yeah, come on, mate. Just sort it out. He makes me want to wash my hands.
It's weird. It makes him feel
such a
really
itchy, man. It's just like he's straight as well, and you're like, why? I mean, I just don't get it. Like he's creepy. Like I wouldn't want him.
He's making a fortune.
But you liked him in Little Britain.
Fortune from these kids' books, though.
Yeah, I liked Little Britain. The later stuff was a bit horrible, but the first one or two series were funny.
Yeah. Most like Marjorie Dawes.
Yeah. I mean. These are two names that I don't think have been mentioned together, which is why we do this. But I just think that, do you go with a comedy, I mean, legend, I'm going to use the word.
This is a heavy first round match.
Yeah, I think they're both exactly that. They're both absolute legends. I mean, come on, mate. I mean, put it this way, we watched Norman Wisdom live. What was it, early 90s, 80s?
Yeah, what it was... We used to watch the old films and you liked them. And it was Bob's birthday coming up.
Hi.
And he just happened to be...
Do you remember when it was, though? Yeah.
The tickets happened a lot. Bob was about 10, I suppose. About 1991, something like that. 1989.
92, that'd be, Dave.
Hold it.
I was born in 82. Oh, okay, so come on.
I think it was before that.
I'll tell you a funny story about that, though. Well, I think it's funny anyway. We went to see him at the Lewisham Theatre.
That's right, yeah.
Still there.
We was waiting for him to come on. And before that, do you remember what the act that preceded him?
I don't.
That blokes with the harmonicas.
released. I don't remember that.
Yeah, they done it. Only that with these blokes from Monikers. Anyway, they went off.
We were just on the right of the stage, weren't we?
Yeah. And the curtain come across. Obviously, he was going to come on next.
Oh, yeah.
And I turned around and said to Bob, and I said, because them films he was watching in the 50s and 60s, they were in the 90s, you know. So I said, he's going to look a bit different now. He's older. But it's, yeah, it's still, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the curtain opened. There's just a microphone in the centre of the stage. And this bloke about 6'4", he's obviously going to be the straight man, the major. Straight man, he's about 6'7". He's got a suit on. He's smart as anything. He walks on. He got halfway towards the mic. And Bob turned around at me and said, is that him? I said, no, he ain't changed. Do you remember when he first
came? I was waiting for something.
He hasn't changed. He's a completely new person. Do you remember when he first came on stage?
I there's only one bit I remember that about that.
He just walked on like we weren't there, like facing the other, what, yeah, you know, straight,
like
ahead. Yeah, straight ahead. He walked on with about three steps, of course, everyone went, he turned around like he was scared and run off.
Without even saying a word.
The one thing I do remember about that, because I think Bob, because we did all love it, but I think Bob especially liked the films, didn't he? Like, I don't know, but you didn't laugh.
I used to get obsessed. With films. Yeah,
he didn't laugh at all through the whole thing.
Through the whole thing.
Through the whole thing.
Yeah, but there's a reason for it. Let Dad talk, because he tells it a lot better than you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You know, we was taking it all in.
Yeah. Go on, tell.
No, you used to sell it.
Well, no.
Well, somebody tell
me. I mean, I was telling it.
Go on, Mike. Go on. I thought Dad was going to take it from the beginning.
Yeah. So basically. We came out, and I don't know, Mum or Dad said, did you enjoy that, Bob, at all? And he said, he didn't. And then you just started laughing, like in the car or something like that, because you was taking it all in and you didn't want to miss anything by laughing.
No, because, yeah, I did.
He relived it in his mind about an hour later and laughed it all.
So remembered it almost word for word, like sort of thing. Yeah,
It was bizarre.
But Mum and Dad during the show would look over at me. Only later on I found this out, but they'd say sort of to each other, I don't think he's enjoying this. He hasn't.
But when you think about it, if we say we saw him in 1990, just as a rough, he would have been 75 when we saw
him.
And he was running along. And jumping onto the piano with no hands, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'd love to have
playing
seen
the drums. He's really drummer, wasn't he?
I've never met anyone else who's seen him live.
Do you think he's a bit Lee Evans-ish, the way he's all
doing? Well, they said that when he came out, didn't they?
Not
material-wise.
No,
but
the whole dive in the boat.
The physicality of it. You know, he does. Yeah, there are very...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Do you remember his theme tune?
Norman.
He had a hit with it, got the charts.
What's that country he's huge in?
Albania.
Oh, yeah, how did that work? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Didn't he do Eurovision for them or something like that?
No, he did.
He sponsored the Albanian State Washing Machine Company.
That's
right. I don't know what you're going to say then.
They banned all Western films apart from Norman Wisdom films. So the only films people saw was Norman Wisdom films.
I bet that paid for his house.
It was like Beatlemania when he used to go there. It was crazy, yeah.
Yeah, even when
he was the only one that existed. Yeah.
Even when they played England in the World Cup qualifier or Euro qualifier, whatever it was, he went there and was on the pitch.
Oh, that's
amazing. They should have got a game after what we watched just
now. Yeah, he had a nice touch.
Anyway, do you know his theme tune?
No, I can't think at all. I might do once you start.
Don't laugh at me, because I'm a fool.
Whenever he used to sing that, I used to think,
He's so lovable.
Yeah, he just was. And I remember you saying, Dave, you saw him on a travel show later than 70, whatever it was, in his 80s or 90s probably. And you said he ran after a bus.
Was he 92?
Or a tram or something.
That was probably in the Isle of Man.
Was he 92 when he died, Dad?
No, he was 95 when
95.
He died.
Was he really?
He's 94, what 95.
What a life, though.
You just even just the way he walks. With his little jacket, but with one button done.
Do you remember
up.
On the beat where you try to become a copper?
Yes, he was
too small and he got the stilts on, the guy from the medical.
Yeah.
And he walked in, he's higher than the door. And the bloke said, oh, come here. Oh, you're a big lad, aren't you?
He swings his trunks around and he's all awkward.
He does our reflex test and he's
blink cap on.
Flew across the room, yeah. And he leaves great. With one on, doesn't he? So he's like, really short.
Yeah, that's right.
Where, the army one where he's digging the hole.
Oh yeah.
Left, right.
Yeah, no, he's funny. And his voice as well, just everything about him is just, it's golden.
Yeah,
it is. But he only ever played that character, didn't he?
So, I've got a question.
Well, no, he done stuff after that, actually.
Did he? So he didn't write any of the films?
No, he's not a writer.
So was it the same person who, you know, did someone write those films for him?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Like that, because obviously, he plays Pitkin in...
Norman Pitkin. You know, of them, most of them, though.
Yeah. I mean, it was now when the horse ain't well and he takes it up to bed.
That's the middle.
That's
one,
the early bird.
Yeah.
I saw that in the pictures.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
That's great.
That was in colour, that one.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I mean, yeah, do you think that it's timeless? Do you think one of them films you could show to, say, Fred,
so.
You're somewhere?
That, because it's so visual, I don't think... It's like Lauren Hardy, isn't it? It's timeless because it's...
I think it will last longer than Harry Enfield.
I do as well.
Because, yeah,
definitely.
But I think slapstick, and this is what it is, really, right? But, you know...
It is slapstick, yeah.
I personally don't think it can age. I mean, all right, some kids might be put off by the black and white, but once you see it, a bit of it, it's just really funny.
Well, Lewis liked all the Lauren Hardy films. Yvonne used to lend him the videos. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Yvonne. She's listening in bed.
And that's a big age difference. Like,
yeah, I've when it's visual like that.
But then it is the way he dresses and the way he sort of, that's timeless. Whereas Harry Enfield, you look at like the benefit, like the slobs who are on benefits, and that might come and go. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it is kind of too tuned to the 90s.
When I watch The Slobs, I don't mean that as age. It looks just a bit ridiculous now, The Slobs.
Oh, yeah, because it was anyway. Yeah.
No, but I mean it...
Oh, that's because we lived in Tensmere at the time. That's just what everyone looked like. No, I'm joking.
So did we.
Anyway.
Yeah. If you can see your toes through your shoes, you're in trouble.
All eight of them. Dave, are you getting ready?
I'm getting ready.
Getting ready. Sure, it's time for that amazing.
Let's get ready. Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Watch us wreck the mic.
Oh, God.
Psych. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready to roll.
The quiz.
That's good.
It's good.
Greatest tune in the world.
What film's that? It's good. Yeah, what film's that?
Morgan Freeman and Bruce Almighty. That's it.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, good. Beautiful.
Right, you're gonna need your buzzers.
I ain't got a buzzer.
Oh, you need your little purple man.
Oh yeah,
your little purple.
Right, let's go around the buzzers.
We've officially named him Tesla now.
Why?
Listen to the podcast, you loser.
Don't get it.
Oh, there he is.
Paulie, Michael. Now, if I say someone's first, they're first, all right?
If I say someone's second, they're second.
So no arguments. Pauline.
Pauline.
No, I've been good lately. I've not moaned at all.
Guess what it's going to be? TV themes.
Oh!
Very exciting.
All right, Tesla, calm down.
Whoa! That's the only time you're going to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, I did want to say, by the way, just before we do the quiz, Dave, me and Dave are going on the radio. On Friday.
Radio?
Whoa. Radio. Yeah, aren't we, Dave? We're going to be on Made in...
Don't show us up, Bob.
Oh, I'll definitely
will. Dave do the talking.
You won't even notice Dave there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Made in...
Dave can talk on Radio 4. This is Radio 4.
Made in Kent Radio, and it's a radio station for local businesses, and we are a local podcast, so we're not actually asking for people's money. We just want you to listen.
Good
join
luck.
The Elimination family, yeah.
Are we going on there?
Spread the word.
What? I don't even...
When? This week.
Oh, well... Are you going to tell me what day? Or are you just
I'm just thinking that I'll say it into the mic and the listeners will go, oh, but then when this comes out, you would have already been there and it doesn't make sense.
Right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you're plugging and saying it's already happened.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Try thingy, Bob. Make sure you got it right.
All right, Tesla, calm down.
Ready? Number one. Four.
The 18.
No, you're out.
Oh, I know it as well. I know it.
Teen Wolf.
No, you're
Airwolf.
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 Oh, that's a great show. Let it play. play, Dave. Let it play.
Here's a great tune. Yeah.
That's the track program.
Bloody hell! Oh, it's a great tune.
Great tune.
Terrible show. Great tune.
Oh, I used to like that.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Ready, number two's coming right now.
Let's do it.
Big Brother.
Correct.
Oh, it's a shame you never got on that.
Big Brother UK. I don't know if they're different in other countries.
Yeah. Well done, Tesla, mate. I did press him about 30 times, Dave, there. I was a bit worried.
Yeah.
Maybe I should turn it down. Maybe I should turn it down.
Turn your headphones.
Why should I turn it down?
It's you. It's too loud for
you. Yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah. Why are we turning down then?
Well, Dad wants to turn his down a bit.
Put one, mic one, Pauline, zip.
I said the wrong word.
Am ready? I winning?
Next one's coming along right now.
Robert.
Game of Thrones.
It is Game of Thrones.
Never seen it.
I only watched the last episode. Terrible.
We're going again. Ready? Monty Python's
and the circus,
Flying Circus.
That's it.
Well, that wasn't the answer, Bob, was it?
Robert 3, Michael 1, Pauline nothing.
I'm really good at these. I watched a lot of telly when I was a kid.
And now for something completely different. See what I did there. Ready?
X-Files.
Correct.
X-Files.
Two words. Two words. Tough shit.
I know. I'm sitting out of this one.
Mulder and Scully.
Oh, I hate that song.
Horrible. Yeah.
Jump out. Just
Roddy.
I wouldn't know.
Right, Ree, here we go again.
Let's do it. I'm back in the game.
Come on, Tesla.
Come on, Mike.
Thunderbird.
Oh, God, I've got to leave it on. Best feature of all time. Just listen to that all day.
Well, you do, and that's why he knows it so well.
Yes, my lady.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Downton Abbey.
Well played.
Oh, thank God.
Do you know what? I've never seen that, Abbey, but I had that would have been my guess.
I've never heard that tune before.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, Tesla?
Let's do it.
I thought you would have got that, mic.
I've seen that ever.
Oh, grow up.
What happened?
Bloody hell.
I don't watch telly, obviously, like you do.
Are you ready? Here
yes.
we go.
Oh, sorry.
No, nah. Carry on.
It's me and Pauline.
That girl over there.
First of mine. I started
saying. How do you know that?
Because that's one I watch all the time.
She's seen Mastermind, but not Blackadder. Oh, you want to get a life.
No, but I know that tune. Everyone knows.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
I thought it was
18. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, press the wrong one. Here we go.
Ooh. Oh. Phoenix Knights.
Correct.
Yeah, I've seen that, but the theme tune.
Here we go again.
Oh, yeah.
Michael!
Can't think!
No, you can't say, Pauline.
Come down with me!
Correct.
Oh, that's it. I watch that every day at lunchtime with Amy.
You absolute loser!
Here we go again. Yeah, did
Holmes
you?
Under the Hammer?
No, you two. You two.
Something
like that.
Oh, I know this.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it.
That's as far as we're going.
Tesla was enjoying it.
I know that.
It's the Joe Bowl
show. I was going to say Bowl.
Oh, JK.
Ready? Let's do it.
I don't know, is it Good Life?
No.
Good Life. Is it Antiques Roadshow?
No, right.
Oh, yeah, I've got this. Yeah, I've got this.
Go on.
No, you play it.
That's enough.
It ain't, it's not, it's not Lightly Lads, but I'll say Lightly Lads, no. I don't know it.
Oh, what happened to you?
Is it Terry and Joe?
No, it's on the buses.
Come on!
You butler! Get that bus out!
Right, ready?
Yeah, I don't see the point there, though, it's really...
Robert.
Casualty.
No.
No.
I was going to go, ba-dum, do-do-do-do, the Bill.
Yeah,
the
Bill.
Oh, the Bill.
Oh, I've always...
Are you ready? Yes, Dan. We're going.
Lyrical punch of the jaw.
Baywatch.
It is Baywatch.
Well, that's a great tune. Keep that playing,
that's
Dave.
That's a good tune. Yeah.
And weird is that I've got the red bathing suit underneath my T-shirt.
Oh, God.
Bring out the saxophone. Get it in.
Here we go. Robert.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
That was quick.
Yeah. Final scores on the doors. You can't argue with them.
No. I got some. No.
Michael got 3. Pauline got 4. Oh, Bobby's their winner with 7.
I'm not great.
You watch TV.
I watch a lot of TV, but I skip through the features.
No. But while I was watching TV in the 90s, Michael was having lots of sex. So who's the winner now?
Yeah, you're just sad that you got that. I wouldn't be proud.
I used to. My mate, when I used to watch telly with my mates, he used to close my eyes, and within the first few seconds of any advert, I could tell you what it's for.
That shouldn't That's be proud of that by Ev. I shouldn't be proud of that
one. We didn't stand a chance, did we?
No, no, it's like that. That was made for Bob.
I know.
Yeah, should Absolutely. Know better, really. That's just cheating in a way. So
I'm glad
you said it.
Yeah, I'd like to thank
you. Good game, though. Good game.
Good game.
Well, it was a good game for Bob.
Yeah, all these programs.
Me and Tessa.
Good for Bob.
he stuck a couple in there. He knew we'd know.
One that we might.
You got as many as them two put together.
Look at him moaning. Look.
Oh, no. Terrible.
Yeah, but Dad knows that all he did was watch TV and
the Moaning Twins
store up on Knowledge.
Knowledge?
Yeah, I'm recreating
TV
it.
Knowledge.
Yeah. What?
That was a good one, though.
The quiz.
Yeah. That's taking your time putting all that together.
Yeah,
good.
Spotify. Oh.
Other apps for music are available.
Yeah, not as good as Spotify, though.
Don't you say that. Yeah, you can quote our podcast is on all of them.
Oh, yeah. I love a bit of Stitcher and a Deezer.
Oh, Stitcher and Deezer. Oh, a little bit of crack as well.
Can I just say something regarding the podcast?
Go on.
I'm leaving.
On a jet plane.
On a jet plane.
I'd like to invite people on Facebook to give us their final fours. We got loads of them, but we always have some more.
Oh, absolutely.
And it gives us a bit of research into what people are thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got our email, which is Mike. Tell them the email address.
Over to you, Dad.
that's your point.
Elimination@gmail.com.
No, listen to Pauline.
Elimination@gmail.com.
No, don't tell them.
Elimination.
No, you're
right.
The email is podcastelimination@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
We did get an email.
Oh, we got a lovely email.
We got a lovely email.
So nice.
From the world famous. Mike, tell them.
Oh, she don't care about me, so why should I care about her?
I think she's behind. I don't think she started to see you. She doesn't know you're back.
Not one
why
mention.
She turn oh, yeah. That,
that's something I've got to say. Nobody said anything about my glorious return.
Nobody noticed.
not one person. I thought it was going to be a big thing or whatever.
Yeah, but they might all be thinking it, though. They might have turned it on and thought, yay! Right. But yeah.
Not Michael's back, but we're not going to tell him that we like it.
Yeah, episode 3, you wasn't there, and they were like, classic Michael.
Great series 3, I thought.
Yeah, it was a great series, yeah. The old 70s, taking you back to the 70s, ladies and gentlemen. It was, I'm not going to spoil it for you. If you've started with season 4, why would you do that, you idiot? what do you want to do next, Dave?
Michael should do a question.
Oh, Michael, what's the time?
I don't know.
Oh God.
Is it quiz time?
It's question time.
No, it's quiz time.
God's sake.
Is that a quiz?
Jesus. Oh. Yeah, nobody cares. So, oh. You know what I mean? All right. It's question time. All right, you ready? What has been the best series of Elimination podcasts so far? And it gives you three options.
One, two, or three. That's weird, isn't it?
I think the best one was the first one so far. Because the content for me, sitcoms are my, that's my shiznit. Do you know what I mean?
Who are you?
Who are you? That's my.
Oh, I tell you what, I did enjoy listening to though the Christmas one, your little one in the middle.
Oh, the little Christmas one.
I really liked that one. I think that's my favourite. All the Christmas songs, but I like Christmas, don't I? But I like series one, and I was a listener as well then, and it was nice listening.
It's a real shame that we didn't get the audio right, a lot of that. We have discussed that.
We are going to mention it on the way.
Because what were the things we were talking about, you know, it was, they're some of them shows, man.
Yeah, just I think awesome. We might go back and
I mean,
do
the
it,
90s movies, like, obviously, is fantastic. But for me personally, it's got to be the sitcoms, because that is my favourite thing in the world to watch is a sitcom.
Yeah.
Or listen to, because I would listen to Red Dwarf every night when I'm in bed.
Oh, that is...
Bob still hasn't recovered from The Office getting beat by...
I think about that quite often and it makes me smile.
Michael, what's the song that... what's his name sings in the opening scene of Red Dwarf? Go.
Ganny me to Titan, yes sir, I've been around. Ain't no pace in no space.
I want to sing your side.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's just one thing. That was across the board. Come on now. I mean, who watches... Come on.
I used to watch programmes to get to another one.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because I couldn't sit there.
I was out.
And then I was in. And then out. And in. And then in. And out. And out. Well, give me 20%. I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're exaggerating slightly, but...
is he in? We'll never know.
I'm walking here.
Series one, mine. And if we've got... Christmas a close second.
Yeah, the worst one was the last one because I weren't in it. But I'm the only one in the world that thinks that, so it doesn't
matter.
You ain't listened to it though. No, no.
You can't compare what you ain't.
So what do you think is the best one, Bob?
I mean, 90s movies. I go back and listen to a few of them now and again. I like the change as well, because having Mike here and then Pauline and then Mike again for one, I like that kind of...
Transition.
It's sort of a different podcast. Each one is completely different. But when, you know, when we had Mum and the... Oh, how can the commitments be...
Oh, and it was nice when we done, like, the 100th episode. When you look back at all the different things we did...
Oh, talking of that, 100th episode. Yeah. We have surpassed 150 episodes. We didn't make a big thing about it. Whatever. So we're aiming for 200 episodes. So what I put on the Facebook group is that if we got together...
I noticed that Vicky put no.
Yeah, I know. My partner Vicky put no, yeah. If you're able to, obviously, would you be interested in joining us in a pub, having a few drinks to celebrate our 200th episode? So we got about 8 yeses and 1 no.
That's a commitment, isn't it, from
your from 33,000 downloads. but if go on our Facebook page and have a look and put yes.
I'll tell you what, if we can bring 33,000 people to a pub, I think we might get a free buffet out of it.
That's one person. That's one person.
I'm only joking, man.
One person downloading one episode and just never listening again. But we got our 70th country, didn't we, Dave, the other day?
We did. Isle of Man, wasn't it? I thought was a bit strange. I think they'd go on their own in the Olympics.
Maybe
they
saw the Norman Wisdom coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the family we've just slagged off a bit.
If that's the case,
you should have been nicer to him. He's a goddamn treasure.
National treasure.
Sorry, I was so angry. I couldn't get my outwards in.
So it was films your favourite then?
Yeah, I mean, I love
it. What, over the sitcoms?
The thing is, for us, it's different because it's what we prefer to speak about, right?
Yeah, but the season one for me, we wasn't quite there. Do you remember when we spoke about Toy Story? And I said the first one's good, but they just it wasn't perfect. And the second one, they nailed it. I feel like the second season we nailed it, like the sound quality, we were learning our way. I didn't know the technology.
The only gutting thing I'll find out if I ever go back and listen to season one is they're not long enough. They seemed
Again, we didn't know what we was doing. We still don't, but
it lost about 24 minutes.
I mean, we lost this because of the sound alone, didn't we?
Yeah, but I think I think if you stick with it, you grow with us. I think that's the beauty of it. If I could go back and change it and put the
you're saying that it's quite erotic when you say they grow with us.
Oh my god.
Welcome. How did they get to welcome that? To the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Liked your little Mount Rushmore thing you did as well.
We should do more specials. That was really good. That's your territory, Dave, to come up with specials.
You're our creative.
The best James Bond or the best Batman or the best, something like that. That'd be good. The best wrestlers in the RWF.
Oh, God. Our favourite Ghostbuster. just thinking outside the box.
I like Demi Moore in Ghost. Ooh. She's my favourite.
Delicious. Delicious. That's my Gordon Ramsay. Delicious. No, that doesn't sound like
terrible. I've been working on my Frodo.
Go on, then.
Put it out, you fools.
that doesn't sound anything like Frodo.
That was a good Frodo, wasn't it?
Put it out, you fools.
That was a good Frodo. What about my Gandalf? My Gandalf's good.
Go on.
Yeah.
A wizard arrives.
Oh, that was pretty Frodo.
I mean, it's vaguely
Come on, I'm going to make money doing being voiceover.
The Frodo was awful.
Put it out, you fools.
It doesn't sound like anyone.
Do an impersonation, Pauline.
Oh, no, you've done all this to me before.
Yeah, it was a feature for a little bit, but then we had to pull the plug.
I begged you not to do it.
Oh, do you Miss Piggy? That's your favourite.
Oh, yeah, go on. What's funny about it is that her elbow's going the other way. She slaps herself in the face.
I can't do it without doing the arm.
Oh, yeah. good times.
You have it. What's your favourite?
Father.
I don't know. I've enjoyed them all, really.
Oh.
You're going to get split.
But I must admit, the first ones are a bit short.
Yeah, that's the only bit that's a bit.
We did bugger up the sound on about the first 10 episodes. Annoying.
It wasn't all of them, was it? Some of them weren't too bad.
We got a real dodgy review, didn't we, on iTunes? Some bloke said he couldn't hear us, which is true because I was working with the first.
It was frustrating to turn it right up and really listen.
We nailed that and got it sorted out. Mm.
Yeah,
it was just Bob. Bob was doing some really basic thing wrong.
Yeah, well, we didn't have the Rodecaster, which is what we do it on. I was doing it through my Mac. Which was a headache, So, Dave invested in us and got us this 10. This is boring conversation for a podcast, isn't it? This is rubbish. I think it's time for...
Diary!
The last day of my week off.
Oh, that's a shame.
Friday, 24th of January, 1975. Get up about 11 o'clock a.m. Meet Jackie at St. James's Park Tube. Go for a drink and a lunch hour in the Two Chairmen. Then go to the Five Bells at New Cross. Have drink with the usuals at work. Go back to John's place with Ben Nevis.
That's a mountain, isn't it?
His name was Frank Farmer, but he was so big we called him Ben
Nevis. I like that. That's cool.
Then pick up Jackie at Charing Cross, go back to my place, go to the Crown and Greyhound with Jackie, see Tony, two Whizzes, and Paul, then get a lift home.
Did you? Oh,
there was a lot of pubs that day, wasn't
there? Yeah, you were a legend.
Oh, he's
in the drink. It's hereditary. I told you that.
I love this diary. It's so much information.
Yeah, he's got
so
more space
much
to write.
Information.
Dad, when you say you picked her up, so you didn't drive. You got a train to Charing Cross, picked her up.
Went up there in the lunch break just to go for a drink with her for an hour. Then went back to New Cross.
You might as well have stayed in the pub.
And then back up to pick her up at Charing Cross again.
He must have been pretty... Like,
he must have got it
bad. Bladder must have been better back in them days.
I think I would have been pretty tired by that point. She'd be like, yeah, do you know what? I don't think I'm going to bother coming tonight. Like, just make your own way home. I'll be in bed. Do you know what I mean? A few beers at lunchtime.
Michael, let me stop you, because you're boring me. right, it's getting serious now. Is so it? Don't stop mucking about. We need to... All right, Tesla, calm down. We need to decide
if I've what got the hell is going then on. Then I know which way I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. We need to decide who is getting a vote today.
Oh, let's just do what we keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I know we are. That's what we're...
So, right.
We need to choose who's going to
vote. I thought you'd
been here for an episode.
The way you were saying that was like, you know, we need to sort out how we're going to do this, but we already know.
Yeah, so we know how we're going to do it.
Why so intense?
We need to decide who.
Just calm down. Calm down.
If I don't get a vote, I don't mind giving him my vote. Because
no, we do this way, and if you get a vote, you get a vote. If
This is like sex outdoors. Fucking intent.
Oh. That is terrible. That's really, don't deserve
it. Didn't deserve the role.
I'm trying to kill time here.
That was just too crude for us.
Right.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm such a sensitive Harold.
My poor delicate ears.
Right, so again, what we're going to do
I've
is draw
I've got such
them out.
A sensitive Harold.
There are...
Sensitive soul.
So there's a bit of paper. There's four bits of paper. Three of them say no vote. One of them says no vote. Let's do it. Who's
good
picking
luck,
first?
Mike.
I'll go first. I always go
Michael's
first.
Michael's never had a vote. Is he going to get a vote this time?
He had a vote yet, have you?
No.
No, Bob just said that.
Offered. Yeah.
You can't handle a vote.
Oh, I think that's enough shuffling, don't you?
Don't you? Good luck, Mike.
I get a vote.
Yay! Prove it.
First one.
Prove it. Michael has got a vote.
Well done.
Me.
I get a vote.
Yeah.
I get a vote.
Just follow this one.
That one.
That one.
That don't work on podcasts.
That one.
Pauline.
Because I'd find this one very difficult.
I'm going to find it
I know
very
which
difficult.
One I'm going.
I'm
going
to go first.
Oh, you might vote the same. So
I'm
going
to go first.
Michael!
Just let me vote, God damn it.
Michael, who are you voting for and why?
I'm going to vote Norman Wisdom.
Okay.
Because he's the funnier man. It's as simple as that. I mean, like, everything about him is humorous. And with Harry Enfield, it's more...
He swore at me once.
He's mainly that. Yeah. But no, he is kind of a hero of mine, Harry Enfield, but, you know...
He stuck his finger up at you, so...
Yeah, but there is that, but there's also Series 1 of Mimmy O'Malley. And as a funny person, that lets him down. Just reading a script that was written by someone else. And
it's quite surprising that they gave it another go, really.
Well, and I'm glad so
and that he went on to do
so
something
much,
else as
yeah,
well.
So much better without him. And because basically, Tony is basically the same. Anyway. We've done that.
Go back to season one.
But yeah, I vote Norman Wisdom, so that's one for Norman Wisdom.
You go next, Bob.
Sir Norman Wisdom.
Oh, what? Yeah. Why? Well, you've tucked me up here. I think I've got to go Norman Wisdom, I think. I think that's what I've got to do.
I think Harry Enfield would vote Norman Wisdom as well.
Yeah, I think of his time, Harry Enfield was brilliant. There's iconic characters. The sketch show was gone from there. What's happening? Oh. Yeah, me too.
This could have easily been...
A semi-final.
Well, 100%.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what way I was going.
Is it the same way?
Dave, what way was this going?
That's why I said you go first. I thought you might have got Harry Enfield.
It's very close, don't get me wrong. It's the hardest one so far.
He doesn't even have to speak. He comes on the stage. He was on the stage 5 minutes, hasn't said a word, and I was laughing me
you
off.
See his picture on one of the posters with his ears and his cap. It's and it's just, you love him, don't you?
Everyone was doing impressions of him as well, weren't they? Lenny Henry did one when he was a young kid. Freddie Starr did it.
Well, he was an impressionist when he first started, Lenny Henry.
Yeah, I know, but he was an iconic character to do.
Did he wire up then to do him?
No, he was just on stage.
Yeah, that's racist.
Well, it wouldn't have been then. Yeah. But, it would have been original.
Well, a black geezer doing a white face.
Anyway, let's roll on.
Moving on.
So that's
it. Been done.
The draw. Wisdom, the draw.
Not right. Wisdom 3-0. So we need
are
to
we
do
just
draw.
Gonna yeah. Split it. Yeah.
No. Or who's picking them, Dave?
Let Dave pick one because he didn't get a vote. Yeah,
Make sure you do the research for next episode, everyone, for these two people.
Let them be good ones.
Well, they are.
Don't shuffle them.
They'll be in the top 64.
They're in alphabetical order. And I don't want to lose that.
Why?
Well, that's
because.
Oh, just we'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Just pick one, Mike.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right. Oosh. Al Murray,
pub landlord.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful British name.
There you go.
Smart bloke. Really smart bloke. Ridiculously smart.
Oh, let Dave pick it.
No, Dave.
Nah, he's all right.
Right, you ready for this?
Go for it.
Al Murray versus Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, interesting. Same era.
Eight. Sacha Baron Cohen. Ali G.
Al Murray's at home, so.
So that's it. Do your research for the next episode.
Al Murray versus Sacha Baron Cohen.
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
Oh, that's very niche.
First, you last.
That's very niche, that
Ricky Bobby.
I love that.
Vicky Bobby.
I don't know what I love there.
Me neither. So Dave, any last words?
So good. Have you seen it?
No, I'm all right. Thanks. I'm all worded out.
Okay. Mom, can you just Ricky Bobby one more time? Nice and slow, yeah? Nice and slow.
Look me in the eye while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Vicky Bobby.